Welcome each one to the service this morning. Glad for each one that's here. And Mylon, your family, special welcome to you. It's good to have you back again. I've really enjoyed the devotional this morning on Thanksgiving and thankfulness. Read a quote the other day, said, a bad moment for an atheist is when he feels grateful. He's got no one to thank. I'm going to read Psalm 105. It's a lot of verses, so I'm going to make some comments on it beforehand and then close by reading the psalm. And it's a psalm that I've often enjoyed reading because I like how it kind of gives a big picture of God at work. But it kind of breaks it down in pieces. So verses 1 through 4, you see it just thanking God for who he is. It talks about his holy name. And it says that those who seek the Lord will rejoice. And I don't know how it is for you, and maybe I'm the only one that faces this, but sometimes I get this feeling that if I'm not thankful enough for something, God's going to take it away. And so I try to be, you know, super thankful for it so that he doesn't. I don't see that anywhere in the Bible. That's just me. The other thing is thinking, oh, how thankful do I really have to be? You know, can I just be thankful enough where I don't have to push this whole thankful thing too far? And again, I don't find that in the Bible either. That's just me. And maybe that's something that none of you struggle with. But something that has helped me a lot in both of those warped concepts is thinking of thankfulness as a gift. It's a gift that God has given me the ability to be thankful. Think of it as a gift rather than as an obligation. This is something I have to do. I'm going to have to be thankful because it's required of me. And that changes the way that I view thankfulness entirely because it's something that's a privilege that I have. In seeking, we find fulfillment, and in rejoicing, we find thanksgiving. Verses 5 through 8 is an interesting part of this passage because it thanks God for what he's done for other people. How often do you thank God for the things that he does for somebody else? I think we often tend to think of thankfulness as Marcus said this morning, for actual things that happen to us, and I'm thankful for that thing. I'm thankful if I have a good job. I'm thankful if I'm warm when it's cold outside. Whatever it is, we look at specific things and we are thankful for those things. But how often do we thank God for what he's done for other people? Now, we often pray for healing for others, maybe for salvation, maybe for some emotional or spiritual breakthrough. And we rejoice with them and we thank God for that when we see that. But what about just the normal things that God does in other people's lives? Are we thankful for that? I think we need to be because what it does is it takes our focus off of ourselves. I know this is a recurring theme of mine, but it's because I'm a selfish person and I think about myself a lot. It takes our focus off of ourselves and onto God at work, whether it's for me or whether it's for someone else, seeing God at work. And it says, it has an interesting phrase in it here. It says, his judgments are in all the earth. They're not just happening to me. They're happening everywhere, right now. And let's thank him for that. For the things that we don't know that God is doing in other places. Let's thank him for that. Verses 9 through 38, this is now just stories of God's care. And one thing that strikes me in this is the negative things are brought up as well. It's not just the good things that the psalmist talks about. But he talks about the way that God took those evil things and good came out of them. And there's another interesting phrase in here. In verse 38, it says, talking about the Israelites, says, Egypt was glad when they departed. God took a place of bondage and made it a place of rejoicing when they left. Even for the ones that had thought they wanted to hang on to them. when that made me think, you think the Egyptians were thankful for those plagues that made them glad that the Israelites left? Well, no, I don't think they were. I wouldn't have been if I were them, if I were they. But the Israelites were glad for them. They didn't have them, but the Egyptians did. How often are we thankful for something that positively affects us but negatively affects somebody else? Again, let's look at the big picture of God at work. We don't always understand his ways, but he's most assuredly at work. Then verses 40 through 41, it thanks God simply for the small strengths and just the helps in the normal difficulties of life. People not being removed from a situation, but being given comfort in it and thanking God for the comfort that he gives us in our troubles. And then in verses 42 through 44, talks about God keeping his promises, and that's something to be thankful for. And it says that God delighted in setting his people free. What were they free for? What was that freedom about? Well, that freedom was to follow him. And then the last verse says it's our privilege to remember in praise. Praise is not only to thank God for what he's just given us, but to remind ourselves that God is good and he keeps his promises. Let's read Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs, psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham his servant, ye children of Jacob his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coats. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees and brake the trees of their coasts. He spake, and the locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number. Indeed, it did eat up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord.